Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. You can follow us at www.iwantmoreaction.com. Find us on Instagram by typing in I Want More Action. Get all our latest news and announcements there and what we've recently reviewed. So what are we doing today, Frank?
Today, Chris, we are doing Honest Thief. And the synopsis for Honest Thief goes like this. Wanting to lead an honest life, a notorious bank robber turns himself in, only to be double-crossed by two ruthless FBI agents.
I call one of them ruthless.
Yeah, I wouldn't say both of them, but yeah.
It's directed by a guy named Mark Williams, who I'm not sure what else he did. It's starring Liam Neeson, Jai Courtney, who we'll get into, and my man Robert Patrick's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. And the other actor, too. Who's the other... He's been in other movies too. I've got his name. He's the other FBI agent, the quote unquote good FBI agent.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been in quite a few films.
I think he always
too.
Plays a cop or an FBI agent.
Yes,
if I remember
usually
correctly.
Does. Yes, he usually does play some kind of law enforcement.
We'll just call
figure.
Him cop guy.
Yeah, cop guy, FBI guy.
What'd you think of Honest Thief?
I mean, as a movie, I liked Honest Thief. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's Liam Neeson. He in my mind, he kind of never does it no wrong. So I like the movie. But this is you should put a little disclaimer here is that this is a suspense thriller. This is not an action film.
But the trailer doesn't make it look that way. That's why we went into it.
The trailer is a bit misleading. Yeah. It literally takes the little bit of action that is in it and makes it seem like it's going to be the whole movie.
Yes.
Where like literally, if you watch the trailer, you probably can like I'm not even joking see all the action that there is in this movie. I think there's like one shootout. There's one shootout. There's another like kind of like fist fight scene in the hotel room. Is I wouldn't even call it a car chase scene. He basically gets run. Some patrol car gets back ended, and then and then he back ends into the FBI
and
agents
shooting
in
again.
A truck and starts
another
shooting
shootout.
Again.
And then there's the end shootout fight, but it's too short.
It's very short, yeah.
And then they tease a car chase, but he never chases him because he tricks him with a bomb, which if you watched, it makes sense in the plot.
Yes.
But it's a letdown because you think they're going to have a big car chase.
Yeah, and there's probably one of the cheesiest explosions in the movie I've seen in a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless you're a 1980s action movie fan.
Yes.
It's the same exact jumping literally. Away from the door of the house film.
That, as it explodes in the background, that's exactly what it is. Yep. But it's a competent Liam Neeson film.
It's a serviceable thriller.
Yes, it's a serviceable thriller. It's a competent Liam Neeson film. I enjoyed it for what it was, but it's definitely not an action film. Don't go.
It has a fun
thinking.
Little story about like dirty cops and stuff, and Liam Neeson's like trying to turn himself in, but nobody believes he's just like bank robbing bandit. They just don't believe he's telling the truth.
Yep.
Then when they find out he's telling the truth, the two FBI agents are like, "Let's just steal the money."
Yeah, literally.
Because he wants to hand himself in and give the money because he falls in love with a woman.
Yes, but literally the FBI agents are like, "Listen, we're FBI agents. We don't get paid shit. Let's just steal this money and become criminals and go against everything."
And Robert Patrick plays their boss, and he finds out what they're doing, and they kill him. And they frame Liam Neeson, and that's what starts the chase.
And I will say for other movies that do this where like the main hero is like framed, these guys did not do a really good job.
No, they did a really bad.
At all.
The
really
bullets
bad
in the guy, yeah, like,
literally, like the
one guy got
his gun.
Like it was the worst job I've ever seen of two people trying to frame someone.
Yeah, it really was. Like, they didn't do a smart job at all with this movie and trying to frame them.
Like
but,
literally, the their boss's partner comes in and right away he's like, "You guys are full of shit." Like you can see his face.
You could tell the guy. Yeah. So the other FBI agent, FBI man, is trying to find the guy who killed his partner, who's what's his name? The actor,
Jai Courtney.
Jai Courtney is trying to he kills his superior. I guess it's his superior, right?
Kind of like his partner.
Maybe
they have the same office, so I think they're partners.
Yeah, but either way, the good FBI guy kind of knows something fishy is going on from the very beginning.
Yes.
They don't do a very good job at covering anything up. And once Liam Neeson basically talks to the good FBI agent, he explains everything, the guy kind of believes him right away.
Even before that, he knew something's up because the Jai Courtney beats the crap out of Liam Neeson's girlfriend.
Yes.
And no one knows like who did it.
Exactly.
And everything points to him doing it.
Exactly, yeah. Again, piss poor job of trying to cover up a crime that he did.
He literally makes every mistake you could possibly make to try to cover up a crime.
Yep, exactly. And again, Liam Neeson's really good in this. Again, he plays a bank thief, but he also plays like a bomb maker because he can make bombs.
But he was a Marine or something like that.
He used the metal detector for mines, I think, in like the Army or something like that. So he knows a lot about explosives. Which comes into play later on in the movie.
So he bombs in the film.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, this is a very, very bare bones kind of basic, suspense thriller with Liam Neeson in it. It feels like, maybe this would have been in theaters. It feels like a straight to video release, but
It does, but usually, like I was remember I was telling you I think this was supposed to come out in like February.
yes,
You can tell this is one of those like early January, mid January releases
yeah,
with Liam
yeah.
Neeson in it, which they have the Marksman now to
It's
fill
coming
that.
out. It's coming out this year. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably should have came out last year, and now the Marksman's coming out this year. So yeah.
But so let me ask you, do you have high hopes for action stars like Jay Courtney when action actors like Liam Neeson hang it up?
Yeah, I don't know. Jay Courtney's a weird one. I don't know if he wants to be an action star or he's just picking all the roles that don't really work
He's
for
the
him.
boomerang guy in Suicide Squad movies too. And he's
Yeah.
also McClane's son.
He is.
And
But
he's Kyle Reese.
like all of these, he kind of fails at becoming
Yes.
that
He has no
action
charisma,
star.
that's his problem.
He has no charisma. Even as a bad guy, like he's just a dick. Like I just want him to fail. Not because
Yeah.
he's a bad guy, because I don't like his face kind of thing. Like I'm sure.
You're right. I hate his
You
face.
know what I mean? Like, and again, with the right role, he might be really good. Like, I don't want to say I hate Jai Courtney as a person. Like, I'm sure he could do a better job at other roles. But again, I think the roles he takes and the writing, it doesn't fit for him. I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know. He needs another kind of
He's
vehicle.
not
He needs
he's
another.
not that bad as the boomerang guy though.
No, he's not.
He doesn't
Again,
do a lot, but like the small scenes that you're in, he's kind of likable.
again, I think it's the characters he plays, but he picks all these sort of like. He's generic characters and he plays them very generically. He doesn't give them any kind of like extra, like you said, extra charisma to them or extra something that makes him stand out. It's just like, dude, like, especially with Kyle Reese, it's just like you're not doing yourself any
But
favors
he
by
plays
doing this
Kyle
guy.
Reese the same way he plays McClane's son. Like it's not
Exactly.
like in Die Hard, the last Die Hard. Like I like if you showed me scenes and said what movie is this from without showing me robots, obviously, I'd be like, I don't know, one of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's the same character in all those movies.
Yeah.
He's
And he's kind
literally.
of like that in this one. Like
Yeah,
it's like a
exactly.
little more dickish because he's the villain.
Yep,
But he
yeah.
still is the same, like, everyday
Yeah, he's an everyday
football
guy.
player
He's an
guy, like.
everyday guy. I don't buy that he's like the hero in really anything, unfortunately. Like, I don't know. I think he's got to rethink some of the roles he plays. But hey, if you're gonna go for the part, why not, right? Essentially, get
No,
to
right.
play
Yeah,
off
you're
of
right, but
Liam Neeson and do it. But I wouldn't. Unfortunately, I don't think we would expect much of an action career from him. Well, who knows? We'll
and
see.
there's other actors that are like him when these older actors hang it up that just they don't have they're missing a lot of charisma that make action movies fun. Like
Yeah,
main star
yeah.
has like this thing about him, like The Rock or Jason Statham. Like let's face it, The Rock and Jason Statham not good actors or Vin Diesel.
No,
But
no.
they just have this it factor that like you want to see them in their films.
Yeah, it's the reason why they had two mechanics,
Hell,
right?
even
The
Keanu
movies.
Reeves ain't really that good of an actor, but
Yeah.
he picks his parts very smartly.
Exactly. He knows what he can play, what he can
Yes,
do. De
exactly.
decent enough where like you can enjoy it. You might not be amazing at it, but you like it enough that you can go along with it. And you can accept it that
He
okay,
fits
he's
his
doing this role.
roles like
Yes,
he's
exactly.
great. He's good, Neo obviously, and as John Wick, but just it's in Speed, but he's done a lot of clunkers too, like Knock Knock and Mr. Mangalorian's whatever. Remember that stupid War Love movie?
Oh yes,
Yeah, he's
yeah.
done plenty of garbage. The
No,
Last
no, he.
Ronin.
Oh yeah, no, he has. He's had his fair share of stinkers, but
Yes.
at the same time, at least with those movies, you can tell that he was either trying to do something different or he saw something in it that he wanted to do. And this is
Yes.
the
No,
reason why
you're
he
right.
did it. They were never like these generic characters that I feel like Jai Courtney kind of plays. Like you said, John McClane's son, it's a generic character. Like the guy in this, the villain
I
in this,
don't even
it's
know
a
his
generic
name.
character.
I
He's
don't
known his
even know his
name in
first
this,
name.
exactly. Like Neville or whatever I think his last name was in this, like Nevin or something like that.
In this one,
This
yeah.
one, yeah.
No, I mean, I don't
And
even know John McClane's son's first name.
no, exactly. Even when, if we didn't know Kyle Reese from the Terminator, I wouldn't know his name in
No,
that
you're right.
either.
Like he's so unmemorable in his roles.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that's the problem. He doesn't have a role where he's like he has the same problem that what's his name had before, like the guy from Boss Level, Frank Grillo,
Yes,
before he
yeah.
did Crossbones. You had no idea, like you couldn't remember a role he played, even if you saw him, be like, I don't know his name. But
Yes,
now
yeah.
I don't remember his name in Boss Level because it's not important what his character's name really was.
Yeah,
The
yeah.
story was important in that one. But I know he's Crossbones. I'll always know he's Crossbones.
Yes, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? He needs something, a role where he gets to play a character.
Yeah, exactly. He has to pick
And I'm
a
not talking about
role
the
where he.
boomerang guy, which is like 5 minutes of
No,
movie.
no. And also, he was kind of almost like comic relief, too.
Yeah,
It
you're
wasn't
right.
like
Yeah.
oh man, Boomerang was a great character.
He
Like
leaves at
you
he
know.
leaves.
Exactly,
I don't
he
even
just
think he's
leaves,
at the
yeah.
very end of the movie fighting the guys. I remember correctly.
I don't know if he is. It's true. I don't know. I think he does leave.
But she's like, I think in the bar, he's like, if you want to leave, then leave. I'm not going to force anyone. I
Yeah,
think he
or maybe he
leaves.
comes back. I don't even know.
I don't, I
That's
really
how
don't remember,
unmemorable
yeah.
it is. Even in that, you remember presenting the rest of it because, again, how unmemorable he is. But yeah.
But at the same time, there are some actors that, like, I think they're in some good hands, like a Scott Atkins and, even if you go, like, Ryan Reynolds is a big action star.
But Ryan Reynolds
Almost
has
everything he
charisma,
does is
though, you
action
know?
related now.
And that's the thing, Scott Atkins can really fight. Jack Cohen can't really fight. He's not a trained
No.
martial artist. He's not a trained fighter, screen fighter even. Like he's
But
just,
I don't think you have to be to make a good action film. Like Bruce Willis isn't. Like you
Yeah,
can do an
no.
action film without being. You just don't have. You have more gunplay and more
Exactly.
brawling.
Yes, but you have to have that little bit of like charisma that can make you a leading
Yes.
man. He
Yeah.
unfortunately he lacks that bit to make him a
If
leading
you
man.
can't do the moves Scott Atkins can do to entertain me, then you need to be a cool
A
character on
really cool
screen.
character. And unfortunately nowadays, back like in Bruce Willis's heyday in the 90s, all you had to be was a tough guy and you could kind of get into movies. Like nowadays you can't just do that anymore. You got to be much more than that. You got to be a whole package. You got to be correct, charismatic, and be funny. You got to be able to like act well, but like also be able to like do tongue in cheek. Like you got to be able to do so much more to it
Gotta
than
be
you
gender
had to.
fluid.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be known by him, her, or them. You have to do everything.
You gotta have all
No,
the pronouns correct.
you do. You really have to have a lot more
No, you're
to
right.
Your acting ability than just being a cool looking guy, to say, right?
And but that's like what Jai Courtney is. Jai Courtney, he's just a
Exactly. He's
cool
a
looking.
cool
He's
looking
just
guy.
a cool
That's it.
looking guy.
That's it.
That's it. And like
Exactly.
Tyler Hitch, whatever his name, like all those guys that are like that Hollywood keeps hiring to be in his. What's his, Sam Worthington? These guys just can't act.
Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Yes,
The same thing.
that's
Like
what
he.
I think. Liam Hemsworth's the best out of all the guys we just named.
Yes, out of all of them, yeah, but he kind of does fall into that
Yeah,
category as
you know
well,
he does.
though.
He does. He
You know,
does.
like
No,
he.
total. The other guy from Twilight, not Robert Pattinson. The other, the
Oh,
wolf.
yes,
He's tried
exactly.
to
I
do
forgot
some
his
action
name.
films and just fails because they have no charisma.
Exactly. What's her name? Megan Fox
Yes,
as well. Same thing. She
Megan
tries
Fox.
she's
Megan
trying to
Fox
make
is just
acting.
hot. So
Yeah.
everyone's like the hot girl. You know what I
Exactly.
mean?
Yep.
That's
But
the
she
only
didn't.
reason she got her roles in the Michael Bay movies. If she wasn't good looking, she wouldn't be in any of those films.
No, she wouldn't have, realistically, she wouldn't have a career either right now, then.
No.
You know?
Michael Bay just sexualizes everyone, so it doesn't matter.
Especially Shia
Who?
LaBeouf.
Oh God, yeah.
LaBeouf.
You
And
ever see that? You ever
Transformers.
see that meme of him watching Transformers when he just has his head in his
Oh,
hand?
yeah. I mean, you know what? Like, look, man, at the time, like, you can't blame yourself for that. Like, the movie is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, it may not be
So he
amazing,
made
but,
plenty
like,
of freaking money from it.
oh, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He definitely had a good career off of it as well. He built a career off that movie. Like, that was his
And
first big,
the
huge
first
blockbuster.
one's not bad.
No, it's not
Well, none of
terrible.
them are like action-wise bad, but the stories just get ridiculous.
But
But
the
the first
story is
one's like a
because.
good
But you
movie.
know what it is? Remember, these are like for a kid's show. Like these are for
Yes.
kids. These are not for like grown adults. It should be for adults, but it's not. It's Transformers. You know what I mean? Like it's for kids. It's not for adults, really.
No, you're right. You're
Like,
right.
or like it's for adults who like have a nostalgia factor to it. We're like, oh, I grew up with
But it doesn't
Transformers.
even follow the cartoon. So by the
No,
time like by the time
exactly.
you're on like the third movie, you're like, what the hell's going on?
They just make up their own story, literally,
Yeah.
with it.
We're all, wait,
So.
we're on the moon now? Like
Yeah, exactly.
the
Just
hell?
pulling
But
shit out of
then
their
also
ass.
Mark Wahlberg's in it. You're like,
I
man, this
didn't
is all.
know.
Then John Cena's in it. You're like,
Who's a
this is going all over
farmer?
the
Yeah,
place,
it goes
man.
crazy. It goes out of nowhere. But you know what, though? Robots sell it over in China
Of
here and over
course,
in
yeah.
Asia as well. So,
Why do
you
you think they
know.
made fucking Battleship?
Yep.
What does that have to do with the game?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
The
But,
game is literally two countries at war.
yes, but they're like, you know what? We gotta put robot aliens in this.
Yes. Yo,
So, robot
I'm
aliens
sorry,
in
but the
this.
legless guy just makes me laugh in that movie because it's just so out of place.
It's so out of place. They clearly had to like put like disabled veterans in the movie to like use the military, I think,
Yes,
like
you're
every
right. No,
movie.
you're
Do you know what I
right.
mean?
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
it's like a deal that they made because it's like because I think the military doesn't like it when they're actually in movies and they're violent in movies. They don't like that. So I think to get around that, they were like, okay, look, we're gonna put like these veterans in it to like show how it's not all about violence and everything. So they had to do that,
Makes
But yeah, it's
sense. Even though they're
weird.
just fighting CGI robot
Literally,
aliens.
yes, yep.
Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But, all right. So we'll be right back in 10 seconds, 15 seconds. We'll leave you for a message from our sponsor, and then we'll review the little bit of action that unfortunately this movie has.
Yeah.
Right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So let's start with fights. What do you think of the fight, Frank?
Oh man, yeah. So the fight, Chris. The fight was again, this is going to be rough because a low score doesn't mean that the movie is necessarily bad. But if you're just taking what I saw, Okay, I was going to give it a 2 out of 5, but I liked it just enough to give it a 3 out of 5. I'm being very generous here,
What, the
very
move?
generous. The move, yes, the move, because it's Liam Neeson, and because he has a move, I just I'm a sucker for it. It should be a 2 out of 5, but I gave it a 3 out of 5.
I gave it a 2 out of 5 because, but you know what it was? I was disappointed it wasn't more of the move.
Yeah, I understand, Chris. I
because he beats
understand
the crap
completely.
out of these two guys in the
Does.
hot in the, it's only like 30 seconds, but he literally beats their asses.
Yes, it's great how he
and
does
he
it too.
Tackles one out a window.
Yes, exactly. That's what the fight scene is not amazing, but like it is what it is.
And there's a quick fight at the end between the two cops, and that's not that bad either. Like these fight scenes are filmed well. You just don't get them.
It's just not enough of it. It's not
it's like
enough of it.
What the director's name? Like Mark Williams knows how to film action. You can tell he knows how to film action.
But it's like,
they didn't, an action
they, exactly. It's like they purposely didn't want to make an action film
yeah.
here. They wanted to hold back.
Stunts, I gave a 2 out of 5 because there's a few stunts in this movie of people like jumping through stuff and, you know, getting slammed into things and stuff like that. And it looks good. It's filmed well. But there's just not, again, there's just not enough for me to give a higher score. There's not enough of it that I want to see.
Yeah, same thing. 2 out of 5. I mean, besides the falling out of the window, I really can't
even
good. Think
that,
of.
That was filmed well too.
Yeah, that beyond that, I can't think of one other scene where like I remember a stunt. You know what I mean? Like
just the fight, which
fight
is, like,
exactly.
Quick though,
but it's quick, it's fast. How they edit it, it's hard to even really.
Would you
tell.
Give it a 2 out of 5? Also,
2 out of 5. Two
yeah.
out of five.
What do you do for special effects?
A 2 out of 5, only because that scene when the house blows up is pretty cheesy. But, you know, everything else is pretty practical. There is one car, there's a couple of car accidents that are practical in it. You know, there's some guns shooting out. There's a shootout scene that is pretty practical. You know, the guns are like hitting the walls and the practical effects and everything. So it's good. But it's, again, everything, it's just, it's too little here to be worth anything really at the end of the day. That's the problem with it.
I give it a 3 out of 5 only because, like usual, I'm a sucker for practicality and special effects, and everything was practical. The explosion was probably practical. It just looked bad. It was filmed bad.
No, it was. It's fake. That shit.
You think
is
it was fake?
Oh, absolutely. It was. It's really. It's like CG. It's like the fire's layered over an actual house. Like I was like laughing when I was watching. Because the movie, like you said, the other special effects are pretty good. But this scene, woof. I mean, they must have ran out of money or something. Because
so Frank's definitely not a fan of the house explosion.
No, I'm not. No,
and the guy jumping in front of it.
Yes,
was, like,
that doesn't
totally
help.
80s.
That doesn't help either. From help it at any bit. So.
So chases, I gave it 3 out of 5 because the car chase that's in the movie, I thought it was fun. But again, it starts off like, man, this is going to be sick. But it just ends. He just pulls the thing over and they're just not in the car anymore.
Yes, exactly. It's
literally a charger chasing him, a souped up charger. And he's in a Jeep.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, here we go. And it just ends. Like, it's literally 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, filmed awesome. And it has a really unique angle that I like in one shot where the camera is attached to the bottom wheel, the back wheel of Liam Neeson's car, looking back at Jai Courtney chasing him in the car. It's just a unique angle. I'm like, that's awesome. That looks like you feel the speed, but 30 seconds, not enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I gave it 2 out of 5, because I feel like just when the chasing is going to start, it's over.
Yeah.
And you really feel like this is the one thing they could have did with the film to like make it a little unique. Like give a really cool like chase scene, and it's just not there. It's just there really is no like chasing to speak of. There's a little bit, like you said, there's like maybe 30 seconds of it, but like that's it though. And even chasing, most of it is them just hooked onto the back of the car when he crashes into them, and he's shooting at each other. Really, that's really a big part of the chasing. Is not really much of a chase going on, but
it's funny. It's like the director really wanted to make an action movie, and like someone was in his ear, like, "No, pull back, we can't do that."
Yeah, we're making a suspenseful thriller. It's not an action
every
film,
time he tried to like go, they were like, "Nope, nope, nope." They
we're editing that out. We're gonna cut that out.
There's probably something on the editor room, a bunch of action on the editor room floor somewhere.
Maybe, or just maybe when they were, you know, storyboarding it, he was like, you know, okay, listen, there's not gonna be a chase scene here. You know what I mean? Like, we're just not gonna do that. We're gonna change it to just
we just don't
more
have the
more
money
suspenseful.
For it.
Exactly.
Or we need to have this movie finished in the next like 3 weeks.
Yep. Yeah, we can't take a month and film a chase scene, basically.
But he has to
know?
Go film The Marksman, the real movie now.
Yeah, get paid more on that one.
What about, shootouts.
Yeah, shootouts, I was a little more generous. I gave it a 3 out of 5 because I did like the ending shootout that they do have there in the safe house. I think it was really cool. But again, it's just not enough. It just gets going and it's good. And it's just like, it just ends. It's over. There's really not much shooting in this movie in general.
Like a minute.
A minute of it, and it's cool what you see there. It's really great, but like again, it's just not enough to, you know, constitute more than, you know, I enjoy what was there, but it should have been more though. It just should have been more. I was generous to give it a 3 out of 5.
I was also pretty generous. I also gave it a 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
So again, The Last Shootout's actually filmed really well, but again, it's
Yeah.
short. And there was a really, it's a really cool scene where the two cars are attached and they're shooting at each other. But this scene goes on for too long.
Too long.
It's the
It's
one
ridiculous,
scene
too long.
that goes on for too long in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. But you know.
It still looks really cool though. Like it's a cool
It's
idea what they're
shot
doing.
well
Like,
and it's edited well.
yeah, it's shot and edited very well, but I guess we were generous with the shootouts because it's Liam Neeson with a gun,
You
so.
guys get excited for that. Yeah,
But my
exactly.
overall, I gotta rate this as an action film. It gets a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, as an action film, it is a 2 out of 5. I enjoyed it as a movie, but yeah, as an
Yeah.
action film, definitely 2 out of 5.
There's just not enough here.
None of everything. It's a problem.
And what's worse is you're disappointed because what is there makes you want more because it looks good.
Yeah, it's like it whets your appetite to think, oh, there's be more of this, and then it doesn't. It doesn't really fulfill that
Maybe
promise.
Honest Thief 2 will give us a bunch of.
Maybe there he gets a machine gun and gets a he gets in a souped up charger and has to
Yeah,
exceed
he
something or
gets into souped
something,
up
you
charges this
know.
time. At the end, he just like it's so anticlimactic. He just turns himself in, like it's just.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, just ends them in a parking
And he
lot.
still gets arrested.
Even though he saved the day.
My first similar movie is Criminal with
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, sorry,
Yep.
and Ryan Reynolds is a cameo too. Basically, Kevin Costner is just like a criminal who has like no empathy.
He's a complete
No, he's like
dirtbag.
bad,
He's like
like.
really, he's a grade A dirtbag in this
And it's
movie,
really
man.
funny
It
watching him
is really
too.
funny. It is. It
But they
is.
put memories from Ryan Reynolds in him so they can find out who killed Ryan Reynolds to try to help him remember. And also they have to find some bomb or some bomb maker or something.
Isn't like Gary Oldman in that too?
Yeah, he's the guy who's he's
Yes,
like
he's a
his
scientist guy, right?
scientist, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think is what's his name in it too? Tommy Lee
Gal
Jones?
and Gal Gadot's in it also. Gal
No,
Gadot is in
Gary
Life.
Oldman is the head of like the cop thing. Tommy Lee Jones is the scientist.
Oh, that's right. Tommy Jones is
Yeah,
a
and Gal
scientist.
Gadot is in
Yeah,
it too.
is
Yes,
he's Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Ryan Reynolds' wife.
That's
Yes.
expected to sleep with Kevin
Yeah, because
Costner at the
at
end
the end they're
of
just like making gooey boo boo faces at each other.
It's
It's
an it's an
ridiculous.
interesting movie. It's an interesting movie. It really is, though.
It's not, it doesn't really have a lot of action in it, but it's very suspenseful,
Yes.
especially like the last 40 minutes. When they
Yeah,
go there,
yeah.
when he remembers all the like he remembers all Ryan Reynolds' memories. It gets crazy. It gets really crazy.
Yes, it does. My first movie is The Commuter with Liam Neeson when he's on the commuter train to go. I think he's going to upstate New York or something where basically he has to. I think there's a bomb on the train, I
What's that
believe.
girl's name? Something
She's
Fadara.
in a lot of films
She's a lot
too,
of horror movies.
a lot of horror movies.
Yeah,
I forgot her name as well. She's
she's in all the Conjuring things. Like, not Conjuring. I'm sorry. She plays Lorraine something in all the not Conjuring. What's the other one? Yes,
Insidious.
no,
Is it
Conjuring.
Insidious? The
Yes,
kind of
no,
Conjuring.
Conjuring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paula something. Her name is Paula something. Oh God, her name's on top of my tongue. But anyway, Liam Neeson's basically stuck on a train. He has to basically find a bomb, I believe, right? Is it a bomb or is
No,
it
I thought he
killer?
said if I told you one person on this train was a killer. I don't remember. I don't remember what she tells him.
Oh no,
But
I
he
know.
has
I'm
to find
sorry.
a
No, I'm
criminal.
sorry. He has to protect somebody. There's a girl
Yes.
on the train that he has to protect from, and he doesn't know who the killer is. And of course, lo and behold, at the end, there's a corrupt cop involved in all of this. But there's a great, great, great
He is
hand-to-hand
a
fight scene,
cop.
and he is a cop. He's a
Yeah.
cop. And they're trying to use him to basically frame it, I think, right? They're trying to use him to actually weed out who the other. Basically, they double cross him. They try to use him to weed out the other FBI agent on the train to make it look like the FBI agent is a killer, and
Yes.
they use Liam Neeson to actually get to him. That scene with him and the FBI agent is really, really, really good. The scene is pretty cool.
Well,
It's a
not the
good
FBI
ending
agent, the
too.
assassin.
Well, the assassin, but
Yeah.
actually,
He finds out who the assassin
he
is.
finds out who the assassin is, and they actually have a good fight scene. It's a really, really great. Like, wow, one, it kind of feels like it's a one shot take scene where it doesn't cut. It does cut, but it's a great, great, great hand to hand combat scene in this, and it also has a pretty good ending as well too. But it also is another by the book Liam
It's
Neeson
funny
spanks that
because the
girl though.
villain is also in The Conjuring. It's the
It's
girl's
yes, it's that
husband.
guy. Yes, it's the girl's husband. Yep, they're both in this movie.
Patrick Wilson, I think his
Patrick
name is.
Wilson. Yes, it is Patrick Wilson. Yes.
Yeah, I like him. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
My second one, I went with the dirty cop theme, is 21 Bridges. These two guys rob a gangster of all this money, and they kill everyone in, but they also kill a bunch of cops. But it turns out those cops were going in there to rob the gangster too.
Well, I think they're going to actually get the money because they were all corrupt
Well,
cops,
I thought they
basically,
were also
right?
going to rob him. I don't.
They were going to get it because
Oh, I'm
the
sorry. You're
gangsters were
right.
going to
They were
bring out the
drug
money to
dealing
them. Yes.
with the gangster, but they
Yes.
robbed all the money before the cops got there.
Exactly.
But then
Yep.
they ended
Yeah.
up having a shootout and killing the cops.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And who else? It's not Gary Oldman. Who was the guy? Oh, the guy who plays Commissioner Gordon is the head of the cops.
Who
The guy
Gary
from
Oldman?
the Allstate commercials. Forgot his name
Yes,
too
I
for a
forgot his
second.
name
On the
too.
tip of
Allstate,
my
yes.
tongue,
Yes,
man.
I know
He's
who
such a
you're talking
good
about.
actor.
Yeah, he's in it, that's right.
Yes. Sorry that we can't remember his name. It's putting us on the spot right now. It'll
But
come to me when the podcast is
but
over.
yeah, but Chadwick Boseman's in it. He's really good also
Wasn't
in
it?
it. Yeah, Chadwick Boseman in
Oh
21.
yes, and so is
He's
Tyler Hitch. We mentioned
yes.
him in another podcast of being a charismatic void, but he's
Yes,
not bad
yeah.
in this.
No, it's not terrible in this at
Yeah,
all.
but he's
No.
playing like just like a generic villain.
Yes.
I guess that's what these guys like Jai Courtney and stuff have to play. This like the
It's just
bad guy.
generic characters.
But I 21 Bridges also has a lot of problems.
Yeah, it has its own issues with just
Yeah.
like pacing and the storytelling aspect of it a little bit. It's a
And a
suspenseful
twist you see
thriller,
coming a mile away.
a mile away, like a
Yeah.
mile away you see it coming. But it's still, if you're in for a good corrupt cop drama, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
What's your second one?
Again, still stick with Liam Neeson nonstop. Liam Neeson, when he's on the plane, he's a marshal who, again, he's framed while he's on a plane, and he has to basically clear his name before they land. I think there's a bomb on that plane as well.
Yes. And they're framing him.
And they're framing him for
Yeah.
it. Another great movie
Oh, J.K.
again.
Simmons.
Yes, J.K.
Sorry,
Simmons. Yes.
sorry to interrupt, but I just
Yes.
popped in my head.
From Spider-Man fame. But yeah.
Oh yeah, he's J.J. Jameson. But no, I like Nonstop a lot.
Nonstop's fun. It's a very suspenseful film and on a plane. It's just,
It's
again,
actually
it's a
it's
good
basically the
action
commuter on a
scenes.
plane.
Yes, same, almost same exact movie.
He has to figure out who's texting his ex-partner that he killed
Yes,
because he was
yeah.
dirty
Yep,
in the
exactly.
bathroom.
But again, it's a good suspenseful film, good action, good all around Liam Neeson flick.
But it's funny because I feel like Nonstop is a lot more like Hollywood than The Commuter. The
Yes.
Commuter looks more like a low budget indie kind of film, but
The
it's
Commuter feels
not.
like an
It's
independent
made
film.
very well. But the
Yes.
Nonstop has a lot of like slow motion action scenes and stuff at the end,
Yes. Yeah, it's
especially.
more stylized.
Yeah,
It's
it's
definitely
very
more
stylized. Same
stylized.
director in both of them, which is funny. But that's our review of Mr. Liam Neeson's Honest Thief.
Yeah, but difficult. Both, I think, got it. I mean, would you recommend it though? Would you recommend Honest Thief?
If you want a good thriller, yeah. But if you want an
Yeah.
action movie, no.
Yeah, I
There's
agree.
much
I
better
agree.
action Liam Neeson. Like Frank just named two of them.
Yes.
Obviously, the Taken stuff. Like, there's so much more.
Yeah, no, totally.
There's the one Run All
Great.
Night with him protecting his son. Like, he has a lot of good action flicks.
It's true. It's true. This really is really just a thriller film, a suspenseful thriller. It
And it's
really
not
is not an
something I would
action.
go out of my, even as a thriller fan, I wouldn't go out of my
Yeah.
way to hunt it
No,
down.
it's true. It really is nothing special
It's
this
not
film at
gonna
all.
like
It's
there's no
not.
twist. There's literally no twist.
No, none at all. They even try to do a twist. Like
Yeah,
you
there's
know what's
not.
going on the whole time.
It's basically an action film in the body of a thriller. Like it takes all the beats of an action film where there's no twist or anything, but it tries to be a thriller instead. It doesn't. It's not. It's one not one of Liam Neeson's better thrilling movies.
Totally.
It's
No, I
unfortunate though
agree.
because normally he hits it out of the park with his action films. Like they're really good.
Yeah. Well,
But
we'll see what the marksman, we'll see how he does
yeah, The
with that one.
Marksman. Hopefully that's a little bit. The trailer anyway makes it look like it has a lot of action in it.
I hope so. We'll see. Keep the hope alive.
But this is Mr. Action signing out.
And this is Frecky Cranks. Until next time.